I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris with All Things Considered from NPR News.
Now, what two political analysts make of some of Tuesday's election results, especially the vote in Virginia where Democrats took control of the state Senate. The battleground counties in Virginia elections are outer suburbs of Washington, D.C., and in places like Loudoun County and Prince William County, the population has been booming, and what once were predictable Republican precincts have produced contested neck-and-neck races. What's up? And is this a national harbinger? Well, last year, we asked Republican consultant David Winston and Democratic analyst Rui Teixeira what they made of the battle for the outer suburbs, and we've asked them back. Welcome. First, David Winston, the very image of exurban subdivisions on what was recently farmland and a long commute home to a place with good schools, that used to connote Karl Rove getting the Republican Party to win handily. What's different now?
Well, something called the 2006 election, where the Republican majority that had been in place since 1994 basically collapsed. So it's not merely just the exurban voters that we're talking about. We're talking about a variety of different groups that Republicans have now got to talk to sort of if they're going to rebuild that majority. So that includes independents, that includes Catholics, married women, children, a variety of different people, as well as this voter group, too. But you're looking at a much broader task for Republicans, which is why you saw, particularly in Virginia, the struggle that Republicans had in the state.
Rui Teixeira, is there any particular message that Democrats have for those voters out in the outer suburbs?
Well, I think their message is that if you want sort of a government that does practical, useful things for your schools, for transportation, on health care, and so on, we're your party. The other party are much more preoccupied with these issues like social issues or like immigration, and they're not that concerned with the everyday life of what's going on in your area. So vote for us. I think that's their message, and I think it's working.
What about the message we're concerned about your everyday life? Lower taxes. That's been a consistent.
I don't think that works that well for those voters anymore, because those voters realize there's a relationship between just simply lowering taxes and services. What they want is they want value for their money.
David Winston, you agree with that?
I would agree with Roy, but I don't agree with him in terms of the taxes side, is there's this cost of living issue that a lot of Americans are dealing with. They're having increased health care costs. Their property taxes are going up. Gas prices are going up. And they're just having a hard time making their family budget meet. What I'm seeing is it's not that people want their taxes decreased or increased. They want their taxes to stay where it is. What they really want is someone to help them out with their cost of living.
I want to hear from both of you about the issue that some people thought would be the Republicans' best case in these very counties of Northern Virginia, which is immigration, an issue which we can describe as economic, social. It touches on local services. It touches on border security. Some say it touches on anti-terrorism. Does opposition to illegal immigration, does it work as an issue for Republican candidates, or will it work, David Winston?
It's a lot more complicated than that. When it comes to things like border security and making sure that all the borders are secure, that is a positive issue. What you're finding, and I think sort of across the country, is this is still an ongoing debate in people's minds. And it's basically this conflict. We are a country of immigrants. We're a country of laws. And we're seeing those two values sort of butt up against each other. And the American people haven't gotten to a clear resolution yet. If you push that too far in a particularly harsh way, either direction, you find the American public sort of push back.
Rui Teixeira, agree with that?
Yeah, I basically agree with what David says about that. I think people favor a tough but not punitive approach to immigration. They do want to crack down at the borders. They do want to crack down on employers who use illegal immigrants. But they also want, you know, realize that we're not going to throw all the people here across the border. There has to be a path to some sort of legal status or citizenship for them, provided certain requirements are met. But that's kind of the space they're in. So the problem for politicians is when they appear to be, as I think might have happened in Virginia, all you really stand for is that you're against the illegal immigrants and somehow you want to get rid of them. I don't think that's such a great selling point now for the Republicans.
If the store of political wisdom has been in any way enhanced by the results of 2007, if there's any added message to what the parties should be thinking about for 2008, in a nutshell, what is it? Republican David Winston?
Well, I think what you're seeing is that in certain cases, like the mayor's race in Indianapolis, if you can focus on a key issue, that really does drive the community, like the incoming Republican mayor was able to do in terms of the issue of property taxes, you can do well. By 12 to 1, the Republican challenger won based on the frustration of the citizens in terms of the size of their property taxes. And it was a really significant upset victory. And in Virginia, I'm not sure that agenda was particularly clear on the Republican side, and as a result, they settled flounder. And so it's this sort of command focus on what matters to people and talk about it. And this is a center-right country, and as a Republican, in theory, you should do better.
And Rui Teixeira, our Democrat?
In 2006, the Democrats got 45% of the House vote and 48% of the Senate vote in exurban counties in the United States. If that's repeated in 2008, they're in big trouble. The Republicans, I don't think, can construct a majority with that kind of performance. And the reason for it is that they've seemed out of touch with residents of these areas. If that trend continues, and I think we've seen evidence of it recently, I don't think they're going to be able to push back against the Democrats in those areas. And I think they will lose suburbia as a whole by a healthy margin and therefore lose the election.
Rui Teixeira of the Center for American Progress and David Winston of the Winston Group, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.